我们先有一点祷告。
Let's first have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你把我们带到聚会最末了的一个下午。
Well, we thank you that thou has brought us to the last afternoon of the conference.
你怎么吸引我们去爱慕活在你的面前？
Have you have compelled us to desire to live in thy presence.
求你继续把这个渴慕扩充在我们的里面。
We pray that you continue to do this to expand your witness.
这段时间我们交托在你手里。
We commit this hour into thy hand.
照着你最喜悦的领我们进到你宝贝的心意。
According to thy good pleasure, lead us into thy desire.
很认识你的安排，好叫我们在跟随的脚踪上面不致迷失方向。
So that we would know your arrangements, that we would not lose our way.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
带领我们。
Lead us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
我们感谢主在聚会的幕后的一个下午里头，我们要。把我们所交通的那个地方带到一个结局。
We thank the Lord that on the last afternoon of our workshop, we will bring to an end our point.
这次下午我们的交通是从神的那一个旨意，特别是在造人的这一个旨意的上面来做一个起头。
And we have made a beginning in these afternoon workshops upon the will of God in His purpose of creation of man.
所以今天下午我们也必须要看神那个设计的结局。
Therefore, this afternoon we must also look at the end result of God's design.
弟兄姊妹都很一定会没有那么快忘记。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm sure you have not quickly forgotten.
神造人的目的是要把他的自己做一借着被造的人做一个完全的显。彰显。
Now, the purpose of God's creation of man is so that man can fully manifest God.
荣耀权柄。
To manifest His glory and authority.
也就是神自己的那个形象和样式。
And that is the image and likeness of God Himself.
我们感谢主，我们特别提到。
We thank the Lord we have made mention.
神把整个管理的权柄交给人管理这个地。
God has given the right to govern, to rule over this land over to man.
当然这是一个过程。
Of course, this is about a process.
神心里面的那个是不仅是这个地，并且也包括那个永远。
In the heart of God, of course, is not only the land, but also eternity.
但是人的堕落把神这个安排全打乱了。
But because of man's fall, we have thrown off this arrangement of God.
那这个恢复是不是恢复到我们不至灭亡，反得永生，就到这里？
Now, in this restoration of God, is it merely for us not to perish but have everlasting life? Would that be the goal?
不。
No.
如果我们回到神的话里面来看，这个只是神恢复的起点。
If we go back to the word of God, we can see this is merely the beginning point.
那神恢复的终点在哪里呢？
Where is then the goal of God?
在把神的荣耀和权柄都能在人身上做一个完全的显明，
it,
那就是终点。
It is when man is able to fully manifest the authority and glory of God, then that would be the completion of God's will.
那因此当人堕落以后，神给人预备那个救恩，就按照人的那一个欠缺的部分，一个阶段一个阶段得给我们来完成。
Therefore, after man fell, God has prepared his salvation exactly to what we need, step by step, stage by stage, to accomplish that.
感谢主，人的结构是灵魂体。
We thank God because man's constitution is spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂体的堕落。
And because of man's spirit, soul, and body's fall,
就让神的那个设计就对着我们灵和魂和体的需要来安排拯救。
Then God, by design, have arranged His salvation according to exactly what we need in our spirit, soul, and body.
神那个预备在我们身上的成全，在灵的拯救和体的拯救那些方面，我们一直说是一瞬间的事情，就做成在我们的身上。
Now, the sovereign arrangement of God, we have mentioned repeatedly that the deliverance of our spirit and our body, in that salvation, it is accomplished in an instant.
但是魂的拯救却是在我们蒙恩那个时候开始，一直到我们见主面的那一刻，我们都在那里接受这个拯救的过程。
But as for the salvation of our soul, we have mentioned from the moment that we are saved, even until when we see our Lord face to face, that is also throughout the process.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以在救恩的里边，神把我们 带到一个这样的事实里头。
Therefore, in salvation, God has brought us into such a fact.
不但是罪和死解决。
It is not only to deliver us from sin and death.
也给我们一个新的生命。
But He also grants us a new life.
我们一直提一个问题说。
And we have mentioned this question.
那为什么神不把这个魂的拯救也在一瞬间做成在我们身上？
Why is it God did not decide to even save our souls immediately in a moment?
那按照神的能力权柄来说，绝对神有这个可能。
Now according to the power and authority of God, absolutely He is able.
但神没这样做。
But God did not do so.
他就在他的安排里，这一段就是要经过那么一段的时间。
It is even in His arrangement that we must go through this process.
那我们看到了。
Then we can see.
人的堕落是因为拒绝神的权柄。
Man's fall is due to because man rejected the authority of God.
那所以在魂的这个恢复的上面，神也要让我们在神的权柄的这一点上面有一个完整的恢复。
Therefore, in the salvation of our soul, because we fell on that point of rejecting God's authority, God wants to use that process to completely restore us.
因为神给我们蒙恩的时候，神没有叫我们的老旧的生命整个的从我们身上拿掉。
Because when God saved us by grace, He did not completely remove our old life.
如果整个的拿掉，那一瞬间我们也就完成了。
If God were to remove our old life, then that would be also done in a moment.
神留下那一个。
God has kept that.
让我们在那里学习接受神权柄的功课。
So that we would learn to exercise, to learn to accept the authority of God.
人在哪里掉下去，
that is when man fall,
神就领着我们在哪里找回来。
That is also where God will lead us to find it.
啊，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此就引出了在救恩的里边，把我们放在一个在生命中做王的那一个事实里。
Therefore, in salvation, we are placed in this fact that for life to reign.
那借着今天我们学习让生命做王，来引到我们那一天，按照神的心意，神的安排，来与基督一同掌权。
As far as this exercise is concerned, for the life to reign, it is throughout until that day when we shall reign with Christ.
那我们特别提到一些事情。
And we especially mention a few
things. 神怎么带领我们在这个学习在生命中来学习做王。
How is God to lead us in this daily living to exercise the fact that life reigns within us?
他一面在外头给我们有神的话语。
On the one hand, God gives us His word externally.
在里面给我们有恩膏的教训。
And within, He gives us the teaching of the anointing.
那我们就跟随恩膏的教训来活在神自己的话语。
Then we follow the guidance of the teaching of the anointing to live within the word of God.
那么就是在这样的一个学习的里边，
It is in this training then.
慢慢把我们的自己减少。
That gradually we will, the self will decrease.
那慢慢让我们在生活里边的点点滴滴开始去跟随羔羊的脚踪。
Then gradually in our daily living, points by points, bits by bits, we follow then the steps of the Lamb.
那么这样的跟随，
as we follow in this way,
弟兄姊妹在我们日常生活里头，
brothers and sisters in our daily living,
和在我们的属灵的生活的里头，
and in our spiritual lives,
神都是给我们各种各样的事情去接触这个学习的内容。
God gives us every circumstances to encounter the details of this exercise.
那昨天我们提到一点点。
Yesterday we mentioned a bit.
那今天我再让弟兄姊妹看得更准确一点，神怎么安排我们整个生活的环境里边去学习接受主的权柄。
Today we'll look more detailedly into the fact how does God practically arrange that in our daily living in every circumstance for us to enter into that.
让我们这个人先活在神的权柄里头，然后才去在那里发表神的权柄。
So that we would first live within the authority of God in order for us to be able to manifest that authority.
那如果我们不先活在神的权柄里头，你等到要与主一同掌权的时候，你没有权柄可以发表。
Now we're not first living within the authority of God. When we're to reign with Christ, then we have no authority that we're able to manifest.
因为到了那一个时刻，除了基督的权柄以外，再没有别的权柄。
Because at that time, there's no other authority aside from the authority of Christ.
那 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以在我们日常的生活里边，我们的主给我们随时随刻都接触到这个学习跟随羔羊的脚踪的功课。
Therefore, in our daily living, regardless of at any time, any moment, God gives every circumstances for us to learn this exercise of following the footsteps of the Lamb.
不一定说要碰到好大的试炼，那一个时候要才在那里留意跟随羔羊的脚踪。
It may not be that we are encountering very great trials before we learn to follow the footsteps of the Lamb.
我再举一些例子。
I'll give you some more examples.
因为今天我的时间非常紧。
Because I am very tight on time this afternoon.
绝对不能过时。
I absolutely cannot go past hour.
弟兄们要开会。
Because then the brethren would have a meeting afterwards.
那除了昨天跟弟兄姊妹提到的一些。
Aside from what I mentioned with brothers and sisters yesterday.
我看我们中间有一个很跟我们直接发生关系的。
I see something that has a direct relationship with us.
因为说当我们进到这个会聚会厅里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, even as we come
to the meeting hall. 你看到大门上写的是什么东西在哪里没有。
We see that's written on the outside of the doors.
弟兄姊妹你说哎这个是。无所谓。
Brothers and sisters, you said that's no big deal.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的要学习，要跟随恩膏的教训，你不能说那是无所谓。
But brothers and sisters, if we're practically to follow the teaching of the anointing, we cannot say those instructions are no big deal.
哎，你不能说，哎呀，这就是条条框框的、框框的规矩。
And they said that these are all rules in a box.
但是说，弟兄姊妹，你如果听到了有一些弟兄姊妹们在聚会以前唱一首短诗。
My brothers and sisters, when you take note of the fact that when brothers and sisters are singing a short hymn before the meeting,
那首短诗叫做主在圣殿中。
And that hymn is that the Lord is in His holy temple.
那是根据先知的话里面写出来的。
And that is from the scriptures according to the words of the prophet.
那诗歌是怎么说呢？
And what is the lyrics to that hymn?
主在圣殿中。
That the Lord is in His holy temple.
到他面前来的。
And we come into His presence.
应当肃静静默。
And we should keep silent.
这是主的话。
And that is the word of the Lord.
那弟兄们，我们看看我们实在的光景。
Now brothers and sisters, we look at our reality.
那我们现在来这里干什么呢？
So when we come here, what's the reason?
我们来这里是聚会是不是？
We come here to gather and meet together.
我们来这里是来寻求要见主的面是不是？
We come to seek the Lord's face. Is
that right? 我们要等候听主的话是不是？
And we're waiting to hear the word of the Lord.
但是我们看见我们自己像不像？
But when we look at ourselves, is
that the case? 我们好像跑到戏院子里边去了。
It seems like we're all going to the theater.
我们好像也跑到那个茶馆里面去了。
Or perhaps we're going to a cafe.
等到那个事情的姊妹在那里有一些声音发出来了，好像他也受不住了，要让弟兄们注意了。现在我们是在聚会。
And perhaps the sister who's the pianist might play a line so that for us to quiet down our hearts.
我们还是觉得没有什么。
Perhaps at that time,
但弟兄姊妹有没有从这些小事上面留意你里面怎么说？
But brothers and sisters, even from those minor details, do we notice what is saying within us?
当然，我相信我们的弟兄姊妹们不会有那种形象。
Of course, I don't believe that's the phenomenon.
但是有一些称为基督徒的，
but there are some so-called Christians.
他们碰在聚会里碰头的时候谈什么呢？
Now, when they are meeting together in a meeting, what are they speaking about?
当然有各种各样的事都谈了。
Of course, they speak on every which
matter. 其中在最近来说啊，特别是如果在中国大陆啊，最要紧的谈股票了。
And of course, if for example, if they were in China, then recently they'll talk about the stock market.
兴高采烈。谈股票
They'll speak about the stock market very excitedly.
等到弟兄在这里说我们要安静要准备聚会开始唱诗哪一首
And then perhaps a brother standing on the pulpit will say we'll begin our meeting and this is the hymn we'll sing.
难得那个会场安静下来
Then perhaps the audience will somewhat be quiet.
但是会场可以安静下来
But perhaps it is silent in the auditorium.
这里还没有安静下来
But their minds are still racing.
唱诗歌的弟兄说唱388者
and perhaps the brothers would say let's sing hymn 388
升了388点
and perhaps they're thinking oh the stock market rate is 388 points
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们不能不问问我们里面是不是这样跟我们说过
we must indeed ask within what is being said to us
当然我这样说是有点太吹毛求疵了、
perhaps the one what I'm saying is a little bit exaggerating.
但是我们说，如果我们要学习跟随
But I'm saying if we're to learn to follow the guidance of the teaching of the anointing, we must say we begin with the small things.
比方说教会里边也特别提会有给全教会就在那里学习那个姊妹蒙头的事情。
Perhaps there is a teaching for the church, the assembly, to learn the sisters to cover their heads.
当然我不是在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹们你糊里糊涂就去蒙头。
Of course here I'm not encouraging brothers and sisters to learn that training, that spiritual lesson confusedly.
但是弟兄姊妹当我们碰到这一件事情的时候,
but brothers and sisters, when we encounter those things, do we focus on what is being said externally or what is being said internally? Without, there may be much doctrine and knowledge.
但是我们要留心着,
but we must pay attention to what is being said within.
你里面没有说,
if there's nothing being said to you within, then pay no attention.
听到的话跟里面的话不相称的时候，你拣选什么？
But if what is being said within and what is being told to you without, if it does not match, what do you choose?
这是神在我们属灵生活里头给我们一点的安排，来学习。
Now, those are some of the arrangements which God has arranged for us in our circumstances and our daily living for us to learn.
那并不是说,
it doesn't mean that now you have covered your head and you'll be ringing immediately.
只是说蒙头了你就开始学，天天在那里，时刻在那里接受一个提醒，我要学习。
But if you were to cover your head, that is merely to say now you're beginning to learn daily, to learn to accept the authority of the Lord.
进来聚会以前，我看在报纸上看到一点新闻。
Now before I came to the conference, I saw this article in the newspaper.
这个事情是发生在北京。
And this happened in Beijing.
在台湾有一个很出名的歌，一个应该叫做舞团吧。
There is this very famous performing group from Taiwan.
应该也能列入世界级的。
And they are world class performers.
在北京演出。
And they had a show in Beijing.
那么，当他们在那里演出的时候，
when they were performing in Beijing,
他们已经老早说要保持安静。 不要开手机, 不要这个那个。
They have already made announcements to keep silent and do not use your gadgets and many other requests.
那么说是这样说了,
they have made those announcements.
但是在一个演出, 开始演出了,
but even when the show was about to begin,
你说还是吵吵闹闹,
there is still a lot of noise in the audience.
那一个舞台总监就下一个命令, 停止演出。
Then the director of the show said, let's stop the show right here.
他然后就出来说了,
and then he came on stage and said,
他说, 同样的事情我在忘掉的时间, 反正是大概十年前吧，在上海我做过一次。
The director said, I forgot exactly what the time frame is, but he said that perhaps 10 years ago, I stopped the show once before in Shanghai.
但是现在已经是2007了。
But today is 2007.
地点又是在北京。
And now it's in Beijing.
怎么一点都没改变呢？
How come there's no change at all?
他说如果这样我们就不演出了。
If this is the situation, we will stop the show.
成长的。
Then the entire audience became silent. Then they began the show all over again.
那等到第二天,
now the next day,
再开始演出另外一场的时候,
when another show was playing,
全场的静默无声的等候那个演出,
the entire audience was silent, waiting for the show to begin.
那当然这个是世界人的事情。
Of course, this is something that happens in
世界人的事情为了文明,
but even those in this world, for the sake of etiquette, they will be silent in that way.
我们现在来学习做王, 来到这一个最高的王的面前, 我们没有一点的。 感觉吗?
But as we learn our exercise to be kings, when we come to the King of all kings, do we have no feeling about this at all?
我们里边没有一点话说吗?
Within, wouldn't there be any words spoken to us?
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
他有好多的忍耐,
he has much patience.
他就等到我们 自己情愿。
He awaits for us until we're completely willing.
那这个自己情愿根据什么呢？
But what is this willingness based upon?
你留意到主在你里面说的话。
We pay attention to the words of the Lord from
within. 你留意到恩膏教训的在那里的管理。
We pay attention to the governing of the teaching.
好了，现在我们就是这样在日常生活里头，在教会生活的里头。一点一滴的在那里学习，让基督的生命做完。
Now that is how in our daily living, in our church living, little by little we learn to have Christ reign within us.
引出一个问题来。
Then this question comes about.
那我们这些人跟随主。
Then for us who follow the Lord.
不是很苦恼吗？
Wouldn't we suffer much?
啊，处处好像受限制。
It seems like we're limited in so many ways.
处处好像啊，不能很自由吗？
It seems like we are constrained, have no freedom in all things.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们不能不说
We must say,
自由是自由但是是谁的自由
Yes, there is liberty, but whose liberty?
苦恼是苦恼但是谁在苦恼
Yes, there is suffering, but who is suffering?
我们感谢我们的神
Now we thank our God
主也明明知道我们在学这些功课的时候会有这些我们的感觉
The Lord clearly knows that when we're learning these lessons, we'll have the way we feel.
但是他告诉我们这个学习的结局是什么
But he also tells us what is the result of all this exercise.
No, 我们现在来看一点点的经文
Now let's turn to some scripture. Scripture.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8.
我们看十七节。
We'll look at verse 17.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together.
那我然后再看一点一一一个地方。
And another passage.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
我们从第十节开始。
We'll begin with verse 10.
所以我为选民凡事忍耐，叫他们也可以得着。那在基督耶稣里的救恩和永远的荣耀有可信的话说我们若与基督同死也必与他同活我们若能忍耐也必和他一同作王以上不念了
We won't go on but starting with verse 10 Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
他知道我们的感觉。
He knows exactly how we feel.
然后我们会有一个，哎呀，按照主的心意来行走，学着羔羊来生活。
We would feel that if we follow the Lord and we learn to live as the Lamb.
在我们的感觉里边，好像受约束、受捆、受限制。
In the way that we feel limited, we feel constrained.
但是神在他的话里头告诉我们。
But the Lord tells us in His Word.
这个受限制，这个受捆。那个约束的那个结果是什么
What is the result of being constrained in this way?
我不说这些事你要付了代价去得那个结果
I'm not saying that you must pay this price to gain that result
但是你真是看到那个结果的时候你就不会说这个是代价
But when we truly see that is what the end result is we won't say this is a cost at all
因为那是我们该做的
Because this is what we ought to do
那我们留意那个结果是什么
Now we pay attention what is that end result
就是你们若与他一同受苦
It says that if you suffer with him
弟兄姊妹我想啊、哦、对不起我就拿我们现实的那个情形来说
Brothers and sisters, I'll just use our situation right now and say,
我们在聚会前少说几句话你不能说是受苦吧
Now when we're just to keep a little bit more quiet before the meeting we can consider that suffering
除非你是西登弟兄昨天所说的属于大嘴巴的那类人
Except you're like as Brother Christian shared yesterday you're one who must talk
如果你不是的话你绝对不会觉得
Otherwise, she would not feel that if I speak a little less, that is not suffering at all. But here, the word of the Lord says suffering. Now, if in the exercise we learn to follow the Lord, if not consider suffering, then we have nothing to say.
那我们没有话说了。
But let's say if we're in a condition that we are in much suffering, here it says that if we suffer with Him,
神让我们看见那个结果是
Then God shows us the result is we shall be glorified together with Him.
那换一句话来说,
In other words,
如果你要与主一同得荣耀,
if you're to be glorified with the Lord, then you must accept these things which you consider suffering.
何况我们在学习, 这个做王的生活, 这个在生活里面学习做王的时候啊, 根本谈不到什么受苦不受苦。
Even more so, as we're exercised to learn to reign as kings, then we should not consider this suffering or not.
除非你是像西征弟兄头一个晚上所说的那一部分的当年的还没有在主的光里头的弟兄姊妹们所做的，也许你会，哎呀，我真是苦啊。 那个鞋笼里面全是石头。Now,
as you're in that group of that shared by Brother Christian on the first evening, that before they believed in the Lord, what they did then, that is indeed suffering. There are so many pebbles in the shoes. We praise and thank our Lord.
主给我们看见,
the Lord shows us
跟我们学习跟随主的过程,
in the process of our learning to follow the Lord.
用我们这次交通的中心点来说, 我们学习做王,
When we use the topic of our in this workshop, we learn to reign as kings.
在生命中作王,
that life reigns.
也许我们会感觉有一点起初有一点不太舒服,
perhaps at the beginning of this process, we feel some discomfort.
但是那个结果你不能不看,
but we must look at the end result.
你不能到见主的那一天说，主啊，做王我是要的。 但是与你一同受苦,
no, we cannot say to the Lord when we see Him, Lord, I want to reign with you, but can you just avoid that I have to suffer with you?
主的回答一定是那样子,
the Lord's reply would be,
我不是今天才跟你们说这个话,
I did not say these words to you today.
我老早就已经说了,
I've already spoken these words to you long ago.
你们若是与我一同受苦, 就必与我一同作王,
if you suffer with me, then you shall be glorified together with me.
就是在一个之前, 不容易承担的事上面, 你们若能忍受,
and even in these extreme difficulties, if you're able to bear,
就必与我一同作王,
then you shall reign with me.
我们感谢赞美我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
那是因为今天我们的学习, 是定规了我们那一天, 与主在同, 在荣耀里的那个时机,
therefore, what we're learning today is for the reality for us when we're in glory with the Lord.
因为时间的限制, 我让弟兄姊妹你看到那个终点是什么就好了。
Because of the time, I just want brothers and sisters to see what that end result is.
那么现在我们说到, 到了那一天, 我们做完了。
And then on that day when we shall reign.
好了。
头一天我们就提到了, the first day we mentioned this.
这个王跟地上的王是完全不一样的。
This kingship is different from kingships of this world.
地上的王是向你要的。
The kings of this world will ask of you.
这一个王是你去给的。
But as, when you reign as kings, you are to give.
弟兄姊妹你看看,
brothers and sisters,
如果人要向我们要,
if others ask us for something,
我们是坐在宝座上,
and if we're on the throne,
人来向我们要,
and others come with
questions, 你能拿什么给人?
What do we have to offer?
我们有多少可以给人?
How much do we have to give?
弟兄姊妹们,这是一个很严肃的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very solemn question.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
我们知道我们什么都没有,
we realize we have nothing.
如果要叫我们去供应人的时候,
if we're to provide for others,
不但是别人失望过, 连我们对自己都失望,
not only is the requester disappointed, we are also disappointed.
但是感谢赞美我们的主,
but we praise and thank our Lord.
他在带领跟随他的人, 身上是不住的给我们去学一个功课。
As the Lord leads those who follow after Him, He continues to teach us this lesson.
我想特别提主在地上的时候给门徒 要接触的一个问题，但是在两个相同的事情里边来经过的。
I want to mention of this one event, the Lord was teaching his disciples in the same principle, but experienced in two different events.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主在地上做有两个神迹，是从外表和内容来看几乎是相同的。
Brothers and sisters, you recall there are two miracles which our Lord performed externally and from the details, it seems as if they were the same.
一个是五饼二鱼。
One is the five loaves and two fish.
一个是七个饼几条鱼。
And the other miracle was the seven loaves and several fish.
弟兄姊妹，你记得整个的过程。
Brothers and sisters, you recall the entire process.
我不在那里重复。
I won't go in detail and repeat it.
弟兄姊妹，一般我们注意这两个神迹，是注意主做了何等荣耀的、奇妙的、丰富的事。
Brothers and sisters, when you take note of these two miracles, we see what glory, what wonderful and abundance the Lord has provided for.
但弟兄姊妹，用另外一个角度来看看这一个神迹。
But if we look at this miracle from another angle,
神做这一个事情，是不是单单为了叫他到他面前来的人得饱足呢？
When God gave this miracle, is it merely to feed those who came to His presence?
在我们下意识的感觉里，会是这样。
Some consciously, we would think that is the case.
但是你怎么解说第二天人来找主的时候？主这不给他们吃了呢？
But how do you explain when they came back for more? The Lord did not provide for them.
那显然你就看到主另外还有一个目的在那里。
Then very evidently you can see there's another purpose.
那个目的不是为众人。
And that purpose is not for the multitude.
那个目的是跟随他的人。
That purpose is for those who follow after him.
那什么事情呢？
What is that?
弟兄姊妹，我请问。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask.
当他那些听主讲道的人，他们感觉肚子饿的时候，门徒肚子饿不饿？
When those who heard the Lord teach, when they were hungry, does the disciple also hunger?
那些人感觉疲倦的要死的时候，门徒疲倦不疲倦？
When the multitude is weary, would his disciples be weary as well?
都疲倦。
They are also weary.
都肚子饿了。
And they also hunger.
甚至是比那些人更肚子饿。
Perhaps they hunger even more than the multitude.
因为我不知道那时候要不要维持秩序。
I don't know if they need to just keep the order.
如果要维持秩序的话，那个责任当然是那个十二个门徒了。
If it was to keep the order, of course it would fall on the 12 disciples.
他们在那里聚会，他们身体的支出就比别人还要多了。
As they were meeting there, of course they have to spend more energy than the multitude.
现在就说。
And so now the Lord says,
你们给他吃吧。
Provide for them.
你们给他们吃吧。
Give them to eat.
他说我没有什么给人吃的。
The disciples said, we have nothing for them.
有了。
And now they have something.
那很好。
That's good.
那主就安排了这个供应。
And then the Lord arranged made arrangements.
然后就告诉门徒说。
And then told the disciples.
去把众人好好的安排在那里。
And set them up in order in ranks.
然后分给他们。
And then to provide for them.
他们吃好了。
And after they have eaten.
再把那个剩余的收拾回来。
And then take what is left.
弟兄姊妹，你稀奇不稀奇？
Brothers and sisters, are you amazed?
当主告诉门徒说你们去供应人的时候。
When the Lord told the disciples to provide for them.
你们在这个时候先吃。
And then you eat first.
那等你们有力气吃好了以后再做这个。
After you eat, you have the strength, then you go do that.
我不是插到其他的事情上，我只是说这件事。
I'm not going off tangent, I'm just looking at this miracle.
没有。
No.
哎呀，门徒要抱怨了。
Then the disciples will grumble.
我们都饿得没有力气了，叫我们去供应人。
We're already so fatigued, and you want us to provide to others.
我们怎么做呢？
How do we do this?
但他们做。
But they did so.
并且做的一个很美满的结果。
And they did it, and the result was very good.
还把十二篮和好多的那个剩余都收拾回来。
Now there was 12 baskets full of fragments that remained, and they took it back.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到？
Brothers and sisters, do we see this?
我几年前就稍微在这里看到一点点，我说。主在这里训练他们做王啊。
A few years ago, I saw some points here that the Lord is training them to be kings.
因为这两个神迹最详细的记录是在马太福音啊。
Because these two miracles are recorded in detail in the Gospel according to Matthew.
这个门徒跟随主，如果按照马太福音的要求来说，他们就在那里学习做王。
As these disciples are following the Lord in the requirement according to Matthew, they are learning to be kings.
那这个做王是怎么做王呢？
How do you reign then?
去供应人。
It is to provide for others.
去供应人.
It is to provide for others.
拿什么去供应人?
What do they use to provide for others? It's not what we have in ourselves. But it's brought forth by the Lord.
你把主所带出来的能去供应人呢?
You take what the Lord provides to give to others.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we thank God.
如果从五饼二鱼和七饼几鱼的那个 神迹里面我们稍微看到一点点的东西的话,
if from these two miracles we see a little bit of the five loaves, two fish, seven bread, and few fish,
我想学习做王应当是其中一个内容,
then I think one of those points would be to be learning to be
那,
king.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们真的能从这里看到一点点,
now brothers and sisters, so truly we see a little bit from these miracles, then today as we learn for life to reign,
你看到那个过程,
then we see the process and the end result.
We
thank our God.
当我们在一生的年日里头点点滴滴的大事小事在那里学习跟随登高的教训，这就是主的权柄在那里的发出。Now,
throughout all the days of our life, little by little, we learn to follow the teaching of the anointing, and that is the manifestation of the authority of God.
那个结果是我们自己减少，是主的成分增加。The
result will be that we will decrease, and the Lord will increase.
那等到最末后，我们真正能做完了。
And at the very end, we shall reign.
昨天我们不是提到吗？
Yesterday we already mentioned.
经过基督台前的审判，你剩下的只有基督。
After we go through the judgment seat of Christ, what is left is only Christ.
但是我这个人如果剩下的只有十分之一是基督的话,
but if for me what is left is only 10% is Christ,
那我有十分之九是一个空罐子,
then 90% is just an empty shell.
你只能供应人十分之一的基督，一下子你就用完了。
Then we only provide 10% of Christ to others. Immediately it will be used up.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神带领我们在生命的学习里头上到完满的时候。
When God is leading us in this training in life, then when it is complete.
那是说,
that is to say,
满有基督长成的身量,
we will have the full measure of the stature of Christ.
到了这一个时候,
at that time,
主把我们放在宝座上,
the Lord places us on the throne.
就是他自己所坐的那个宝座,
and that is His throne.
他用着我们去管理万民,
and He uses us to shepherd the nations.
不管是在国度日子也好，在永世里头也好,
whether it be in the days of the kingdom or in eternity.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们看到那个结果,
brothers and sisters, we see that result.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那因此我们在这里很清楚地看到一件事。
Therefore, here we can see something very clearly.
我们今天在神的面前学习跟随主的脚中行。
Today, as we learn to follow the footsteps of the Lord,
目的乃是那一天我们能毫无保留地彰显我们的主。
The purpose is on that day we can manifest our Lord without any withholding.
我们今天一切的追求,
all our pursuit today,
是为了成就神在创造的时候所定规的那一个美意。
It is in order to fulfill the original purpose of God in creation.
所以昨天我们特别提到说,
so yesterday we made special mention,
我们一直行事都是神在我们里边运行。
All that we're willing to do and that we will do is God who works within us for His good pleasure. It is of His good pleasure.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们今天在神面前一切的追求是有目的的。
Today our pursuit before the Lord has a
有方向的,
purpose. There's a direction.
有内容的,
there is details.
就是让基督来增长。
And that is for Christ to increase.
就是叫我们减少。
It is for us to decrease.
怎么来做成这个事呢?
And how is this completed?
透过我们的 日常的生活,
it is through our daily living.
透过我们的那个教会的生活,
it is through church living.
从各方面点点滴滴的把我们带到这个终点。
In every and all circumstances, it will bring us to this goal.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因此弟兄姊妹们, 我们在神面前, 整个的生命上的追求, 不是只是为了我个人长进的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, all our pursuit is not only for our individual growth.
这个当然是其中的一个结果。
Of course, that is one of the results of the pursuit.
但是主怜悯我们，叫我们的眼光能看得更远一点。
But may the Lord have mercy on us that will be more foresighted.
我们看到我们一切的追求是为了成全 神的美意。
So that all our pursuit is in order to fulfill the good pleasure of God.
不是我们去成全神的美意。
It is not for us to complete.
是让神得着我们去成全他的美意。
It is so God can gain us to fulfill his good pleasure.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我想我必须停在这里。
I think I must end here.
今天下午有余弟兄在那，叫你交通他一点生命追求的学习。
Now, Brother Yu will share a little bit in some of his lessons learned in his spiritual pursuit.
然后我身上弟兄会给了跟我们做整个三这个专题的总结。
And then our Brother Bor will give us a conclusion of this topic for the workshop.
吴弟兄替他翻译。
And Brother Eric will translate for Brother Yu.
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I'm really humbled to come before you and be able to offer a testimony to you.
我实在是带着谦卑的心能够跟弟兄姊妹做一点的见证。
When the brother first approached me about a month ago and asked me to share, I asked him what the topic was on.
当弟兄愿意我有一点交通的时候，我问他这个题目是什么。
And he asked me to share on submission, if I remember correctly.
他叫我学习怎么样来顺服。
My first response was, really, you should ask my sister, my wife.
我就说你应该叫我的姊妹来讲。
I don't know if I've learned the lesson of submission that well.
因为我觉得我对于顺服的功课可能没有学好。
Because it's something that I don't practice very much, I don't think.
我觉得好像我没有很多的实行在这方面。
But then as I waited upon the Lord, it became very clear that it is something that is very practical to each and every one of us.
当我在主面前等候的时候，我觉得对于每个人来讲，这些都是很实际的学习。
Now, I need to go back and start from the beginning, as some others have said.
我要回头提一提别人所提过的。
I hope you don't mind when I start from the beginning.
我是从开头那里要讲一点。
It may not seem as fresh.
可能你们不是觉得很新鲜的。
But one of the lessons that the Lord has placed upon my heart to share with you is something that I learned when I was a little bit younger in the Lord.
我所要交通的就是我在主里面一开始追求的时候的事情。
And it's still something that I need to learn or need to be reminded of continually.
这也是我一直被提醒的一些的学习。
I came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ when I was a boy.
我年轻的时候信主。
I was around 10 years old, maybe 12 years old.
大概十岁十二岁左右。
But I did not follow after our Lord Jesus Christ until much later.
但我没有好好的跟随主，直到很多年之后。
I knew Jesus as my Savior, but I did not know Him as my Lord.
我知道耶稣是我的救主，但我不认识他是我的主。
It was not until I had moved away to college,
直到我离开了大学进大学
that I committed my life to Him to follow Him as Lord.
我才把自己交在主的手里面让他做主跟随他。
Now the fellowship that I went to in college was a very vibrant fellowship.
我在大学去的聚会里面是非常的活动的。
It was full of life, full of busyness maybe.
但里面是非常的忙碌的。
It was a rather large college fellowship.
是一个很大的学生的聚会。
There were several hundred brethren in the fellowship.
有几百个弟兄在里面。
And there were so many ministries that one could get involved in.
有很多的服事你都可以参与。
I mean, there's visitation.
有探访组。
There are campus prayer meetings.
在校园里面的祷告会。
Campus Bible studies.
校园里面的查经。
Gospel outreaches.
向外的福音的服事。
Ministries for the poor and the homeless.
对于这个无家可归的，对于贫穷的人的一些的服事。
And so I found myself participating in these.
我自己就参与了很多这些的活动。
And they brought me a lot of joy and excitement. And that's all well and good. But I think one of the problems that it's easy for Christians to fall into, particularly Christians who grow up in perhaps what's called the Western Church, is that our eyes can easily become distracted. And we begin to focus on the external more than the internal. When I had moved away from college, when I had graduated and relocated,
我读完大学, 搬了家,
and I began to look for a fellowship,
我在寻求一些的聚会,
of course what I naturally gravitated towards was a fellowship that was vibrant and full of life, full of energy.
我需要找的就是一个非常活泼的,一个里面, 很兴奋的这样的聚会。
I looked around for years and years trying many different fellowships.
我找了很多, 花了很多的年去寻求这样的聚会。
And I was never able to find that same sort of experience that I had during my college years.
我就找不到我在大学里面的那种的经历,那种的感觉。
I think the Lord had a purpose in that.
我实在看到主有他的意思。
I mean, I know He had a purpose in that.
我知道他里面有他的旨意。
I thank the Lord for bringing a wonderful sister into my life.
我感谢主把我, 一个很好的姊妹带进我的生命的里面。
After leading her astray for a couple years,
我带她外面跑了几年以后,
going to all these other different fellowships where we're just looking for experiences,
到一些的聚会里面只是去寻求一些的经历。
The sister, my wife to be, she invited me to attend the fellowship that she had grown up in.
然后我的姊妹就带我去她去的聚会。
I think she had a little bit of trepidation because she kind of went through the same experience that I did. We had met in college.
因为她在我们的大学相遇,她也有同样的一些的经历。
And she knew that her home fellowship was rather plain.
她知道她的聚会呢是很 平淡的,
and things were done a little bit differently than what I had been accustomed to.
跟我们去的聚会是不一样的。
But nevertheless, she invited me and I accepted her invitation.
所以,但是她就邀请我去, 那我也接受了。
I didn't know quite what to expect.
我去到我不知道这个聚会会什么样子。
And it turned out to be true. There really wasn't too much there to be expected.
到这个聚会里面好像没有什么特别的东西啊。
I was surprised about how plain the whole church assembly was.
我实在觉得那个聚会里面的聚会是那么的平淡。
But there was something that really struck me.
但有一点特别抓住我。
And that was the simplicity and purity of the devotions that the saints had for the Lord.
就是弟兄姊妹他们在主面前的单纯，他们用简单的方式来在神面前寻求。
And that really stuck in my heart.
这实在是进入我的心。
I couldn't get that out of my mind.
我实在好像从这里跑不出来。
It was so different from what I had experienced.
跟我所经历的完全不一样。
I had never been exposed to the type of teaching that he must increase, I must decrease.
我从来没有听过这样的教导，他要增加，我要减少。
No, everything I'm a generation, I don't even know what. Generation X? Everything's for me.
It's
a me generation.
都是为了我。
And so it was, in many regards, even in those college fellowships, it was really geared towards the individual. And so it was very foreign to me to focus so much on someone outside of myself, outside of the individual.
所以对我来讲, 他们所注重的不是我, 这个对我来讲是很陌生的。
But I thank the Lord
我感谢主,
that in this particular fellowship, in this particular locality,
在这个地方的聚会的上面,
there was nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
在那里除了耶稣基督和他钉十字架以外,
there were no other distractions.
没有其他的分散的东西。
The worship may not have been as dynamic as I had been used to.
这样的敬拜可能没有像我以前的敬拜那么有活力。
But I sensed the presence of the Lord there.
但是我在那里感觉到主的同在。
There may have been very few ministries compared to what I had grown up with.
在那里可能服事的机会没有我长大的那些聚会的里面的机会那么多。
But I could really sense that the Lord was there. But it was still a struggle for me. It was really a Chinese speaking church. You may not think that's a problem because I look Chinese. But many of the brethren that I worship with can attest to you that I'm not very Chinese.
弟兄们认识我知道我不是很中国化的人。
My language skills are not very good.
我也没有什么语言的天分。
It's just my Chinese is not very good.
我的中文很差劲。
There's also other issues with the assembly that I had.
在这个聚会里面还有其他的一些的问题。
I grew up in a Baptist church. I went to a Baptist church when I was in college.
我是在浸信会里面长大，在大学也在浸信会的聚会。
I'm not going to say anything bad about the Baptist.
我不是讲浸信会的坏话。
God bless them.
让神都祝福他们。
You know, one thing I really appreciate about going to the Baptist church was at 12 o'clock every Sunday, that was time to go.
因为在浸信会里面，12点钟准时一定散会。
The sermons always ended on time.
讲道一定准时结束。
But at this fellowship, sometimes they ran pretty long.
在这个聚会里面有时候讲得很长。
And that took some getting used to.
我要很多的时间来适应。
It was a struggle.
是一些挣扎。
But as I spent more and more time there, I realized this is where the Lord was.
我花了很多时间，我就发现主就在这个地方。
And I couldn't let go of this.
我不能够放下这些。
But rather, I had to let go of all the other things that had crept into my mind as the way the church ought to be.
那我要放下我以前所有的教会本来是应该是这个样子。
I think that's just such a challenge today.
今天对我们这是今天的挑战。
That so much of the world's thinking, the man's thinking has crept its way into the church.
世界上的想法，人的思想都进到人对于教会的观念里面。
To some degree, the church has become like a social organization.
教会就变成一个社交的组织。
And I hope, I know that's not what the Lord really desires it to be.
我知道这不是。
It's to be much more than a social organization.
主要的比这个更多许多。
The second lesson that I had to learn was in regards to busyness.
第二点我要学的就是 关于忙碌。
I think like most of the rest of you, we're all pretty busy. I'm pretty busy.
大家都很忙碌，我也很忙碌。
Now that's the way our society is structured.
因为这是今天 社会的组织。
As people who live in America, we just fill up our schedules.
在美国人的生活就是你的节目都排得满满的。
And if our schedule isn't completely filled up, then there must be something wrong with us.
如果你没有排满呢，一定有一些的问题。
I do find it's difficult to squeeze in time to do things that I really want to do.
我实在发现很难插进一点的时间去做要做的事情。
And the Lord has really had to teach me a lot about this over the years.
主在这些年龄里面，在这方面给我一些的学习。
Most recently, since I started a family.
我有自己的家庭。
You know, God has so much to teach us through a family.
神在家庭里面叫我们有很多的学习。
I've really learned a lot about being patient, or really I've learned a lot about how I'm not patient.
我就发现我原来是那么没有忍耐。
And also really learned a lot about how selfish I am.
我也发现我是那么的自私。
Now, before I got married, I was very committed to my workplace.
我结婚以前我对于工作非常的投入。
I still am committed.
我现在还是很投入。
But I would work a lot of hours.
我花很多的时间工作。
I spent way too much time there.
我花的时间实在太多了。
And my wife, there's always a struggle with my wife.
我的妻子一直要与她有一点的挣扎。
She would always remind me that my work one day was going to all burn.
她说有一天呢，你会工作把你这个 burn out.
That is, it had no eternal value. At the judgment seat of Christ, it would burn.
她说你工作这些的事情有一天都会被销毁，都没有永远的价值的。
But I just couldn't let go.
但是我好像就是放不下。
Now, even after we had our first child, I still spent so much time at work.
我第一个孩子出生以后，我还是花很多的时间在公司里面。
I really missed out on a lot of blessings that a new parent, a new father should enjoy.
我实在失去刚刚做父亲的这种的祝福。
It wasn't until my second child was born that I began to awaken.
直到我第二个孩子出生，我才醒悟过来。
The Lord began to speak to me and tell me that I needed to spend more time at home with my family. But I still didn't know really what that meant.
我还不知道, 其中的原因。
I mean, I cut back on my hours. I tried to be home at a more reasonable hour of the night.
所以我就希望能够早一点的下班。
But I still didn't know quite what to do with that time.
但我还不知道我在家里面这个要做什么呢?
As far as spiritually nourishing my family.
我要在属灵的方面来供应牧养我的家庭。
I had grown up in a non-Christian home.
我是在一个不信主的家里长大。
It's easy for me to make excuses.
所以我有很多的借口。
So I'm going to make an excuse.
我就很多的借口。
Being that I was grown up in a non-Christian home, I really didn't have any models. My father didn't model me.
我说我在不信主的家庭长大，我没有一个给我一个这样的榜样啊。
As to how to lead my children and my family in following after the Lord.
我不知道怎么样来带领我的家庭、我的孩子来跟随主。
So I really struggled with this.
所以我在这里又有挣扎。
I didn't know how to set aside time to have family devotion.
我不知道怎么样来分辨有时间有家庭的这样的聚会。
It wasn't until my fourth child was about to arrive.
直到我第四个孩子快出生的时候,
that I began to awake.
我才开始醒悟过来。
I don't know what happened with the third child.
我不知道第三个孩子有什么事情告诉我。
I didn't learn any lessons there.
那个第三个孩子我没有学很多的功课。
But I definitely remember when the fourth child was arriving, and now I had three others that were growing up, that I realized I'd better do something.
我知道我第四个孩子快要出生了，我有三个孩子，已经在那里，我就说我要预备好，该怎么样带领他们。
The children were growing up fast.
孩子们长得很快。
And we weren't doing anything spiritually.
我们在属灵的方面没有给他们带领。
So then the Lord placed within my heart the passage from Deuteronomy.
神就把生命记的一节圣经放在我的心中。
Where it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
说你要尽心尽性尽力的爱你的神。
These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart.
说这些话我吩咐你们的要在你的心里面。
And you shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them.
你要殷勤的来教训你的儿女。
So this is what I needed to do.
这是我需要做的。
I needed to teach my sons in the way of the Lord.
我要用神的话来教导我的儿子们。
And from then I realized that I needed to spend time with them.
我就发现我需要与他们一起花时间。
Not spend time with them just as a father of this world would spend time with their children, playing ball or helping them with schoolwork.
不单单像 世上的父亲一样，跟他们一起玩，帮他们做功课，做父亲的责任。
But I need to spend time with them in the things and the matters of God.
我需要对于神的事情，与他们花时间在他们身上。
Even though the Lord gave me this verse, it was still a struggle for me.
虽然主把这个话给我，在我里面仍然是有这样的挣扎。
Because by nature I'm selfish.
因为我是一个
I found it very difficult to give up of my time.
我发现我把我自己的时间板出来是不容易的。
You know, it's so much easier to say yes to your boss.
对你老板说是很容易。
At work, when they ask you to perform a project.
当你老板叫你做一件事情，你说是我要做。
To some degree, it's even easier to say yes to your wife if she's a good wife.
如果你有一个好的妻子，你对她说好要做的话，好像也比较容易。
And to some degree, it's not too difficult to say yes to the leading brethren in your assembly, your elders who ask you to perform certain things.
在教会里面的带领的年长的弟兄们要求你做一点事情，你也比较容易答应他们。
But sometimes saying yes to your children is very hard.
那有的时候，对你的孩子说是，那好像不太容易。
You may think I'm really crazy.
你们觉得可能我有一点问题。
I mean, what father will not give something to his own son?
我是怎么样的父亲不把孩子的需要给他们吗？
But when you are selfish at heart, it can be very difficult.
如果你心里面是自私的，这个并不太容易。
I mean, children are the easiest to neglect.
因为 孩子们我们很容易把他们忽略掉。
It's easy to say no to them.
很容易对他们说没有。
It's easy to brush them off.
很容易把他们赶开。
And say, Daddy's got more important things to do.
爸爸现在很忙哦。
But the Lord really spoke to me.
主向我说话。
And He told me that I needed to say yes to Him.
他主向我说我要对他说好。
Because really at the heart of the matter, it wasn't the issue of whether I was being a good father or whether I was saying yes or no to my children.
不是说我对于我儿女说给他们或者不给他们这样做一个好的父亲。
The real challenge here was what I was saying to my Lord.
最重要的挑战呢是我对于主怎么说。
You know, the Lord has entrusted me with four sons.
主把四个儿子托付给我。
And this was not without purpose.
这不是没有目的的。
And so I know that as one who has been entrusted with children, that I need to be a faithful steward back to him.
主把孩子给我们，我们要做忠心的管家。
So ultimately, this is really a matter of God telling me to be faithful back to him.
这是主对我说，你要向他忠心。
Now, you, those in the audience here, you may not be a parent.
在座的可能你不是做父母的。
But nevertheless, the Lord still asks each one of you to be faithful in some area.
但是主仍然叫在你某一方面向他忠心。
And so we all need to learn together to be faithful back to the Lord.
所以我们需要在主面前学习向着他忠心。
And to recognize the Lord has something at stake.
我们知道主要我们做这些。
That he desires to have something.
他要得着一些。
Now, one of the things that he really desires to have is our obedience.
他在我们身上所要得着的是我们对他的顺从。
Is that we would learn to say yes to him.
我们要学习对主说是。
The third area that the Lord has been teaching me.
在第三方面主要我学到的。
And this is a lesson that the Lord has really been teaching me. Most recently in the past few years,
是在最近这几年主叫我学的
is to really step out of my comfort zone.
是脱离我自己觉得很舒服的那个环境。
On the outside, many people think that I'm rather easygoing.
外面别人以为我是一个好好先生。
I hope that's true.
我也希望我是这样的人。
But On the inside, people don't really see who I am.
但是别人看不到我里面我的光景。
You probably don't realize that I'm a person who likes to organize.
你们可能不知道我是很喜欢组织的很有规则的。
I need to have organization in my life.
我需要在我的生命里面有组织。
I need structure.
有各样的安排。
I don't deal with chaos very well.
我不喜欢很多的混乱。
So when it comes to my own life, I really try to structure my life.
在我的生活的里面，我需要各样的规条都规矩好。
I really try to control it and arrange it.
我希望有这样的安排都管得很好。
I really want to make it nice and perfect and pretty.
我愿做得很完美。
And as part of trying to arrange my life so perfectly,
所以在我的生活里面，我要把它安排的那么完美的话
，I've really bought into a lot of this world's way of thinking.
所以我就带进了很多世界上面的一些的观念。
There's a saying that we use in my house quite frequently.
在我家里面常常这样讲的。
Either you're a part of the problem or you're a part of the solution.
你或者能够帮助解决问题，或者你是制造问题。
We're always going around telling our children that.
我们就对我们的孩子这样讲。
If you want to be part of the solution, then you got to stop being part of the problem.
如果你要成为解决问题的一部分，你就要停止制造问题。
You need to take control of the situation.
你要能够控制这一个的环境
or the situation is going to take control of you.
不然的话这个环境就来辖制你
That is, if you don't take care of the situation and drive it yourself, you don't drive it to completion, then what's going to happen is others is going to drive it for you.
如果你把这个不主动的把这个事情带到解决的方面去那这样别人就来解决你
Others in this case always refers to me and the family. When my kids don't do what I tell them they need to be doing, then I'm going to direct them to do what they need to do.
如果我的孩子不照我的意思做, 我就指挥他们要照我的意思怎么做。
So this type of mentality has made its way into my spiritual life as well.
这样的心态也影响我, 属灵这方面。
To my shame.
这是我觉得羞愧的。
Because I try to, in the same way, organize my spiritual life so neatly.
所以我也在这样来组织我属灵的生活。
Somehow I think I can control my spiritual growth.
我觉得我可以来管制我，就是来安排我属灵的成长。
That I need to practice all these spiritual disciplines first before I can really enter into service for the Lord.
我先要有这样属灵的操练，我才能够进入侍奉。
I need to read through the Bible so many times.
我要把圣经读过多少次。
That I need to memorize so many scriptures.
会背多少节的圣经？
Then I need to spend so many minutes each day in prayer.
然后每天要花多少分钟来祷告？
That I can only start to serve the Lord once I've arranged all these matters in my life, even my spiritual life.
我就是要这样把我一切属灵的生活都安排好了以后，我才可以来服侍。
I think most of us here come from a small fellowship or attending a small fellowship.
或者我们大部分的弟兄姊妹是在比较人数少的聚会里面来的。
You know, there's a good side and a bad side about being in a small fellowship.
因为在比较人少的聚会里面有好处也有一些缺点。
The good thing about being in a small fellowship is there are a lot of opportunities to serve.
因为在小的聚会里面服侍的机会很多。
The bad thing about being in a small fellowship is there are a lot of opportunities to serve.
在这个小的聚会里面的缺点就是你服侍的机会太多了。
No, you know, our fellowship is on the small side compared to what I was used to.
我们的聚会跟我以前参与的就是人数少很多。
And there are a lot of different needs, quote unquote.
在聚会里面有很多的需要。
There's a lot of areas where there can be service performed.
在很多地方需要服侍。
And so there's often many requests that are made of the saints to serve, to get up and serve.
对于弟兄姊妹，大家都需要服侍。
There are definitely some areas of service within the household of God that I'm not comfortable with.
在某一些的服侍，对我来讲，我觉得我不是很愿意。
One of the areas where I've been asked to serve more in is to stand up in front of people and to share.
有一个我觉得我很不合适的，就是叫我来站起来讲神的话。
You know, and this makes me feel very uncomfortable.
对我来讲，我觉得非常的不自在。
You know, I'd much rather be sitting down like you with your arms crossed and listening.
我很喜欢就是这样来坐在那里听比较舒服。
Naturally, I'm very introverted.
所以对我来讲，我不是一个很会讲话的人。
If I had my choice, I would move out to the woods and just live by myself.
如果我有选择的话，我就到森林里面 一个人。
When I was growing up, as a student, I was a pretty good student. I get good marks.
我做学生的时候，我的成绩不错。
But consistently, the one area where the teacher would mark me down was in participation.
但是老师一直的评语就是说我参与的不够。
It'd always be something like this. Your child, Eddie, is a good student, but he needs to learn to participate more.
我这个报成绩边就是说，Eddie是一个很好的学生，但他需要更多的参与。
This is something I feel very uncomfortable doing speaking.
所以我讲话，我觉得我自己很不会讲。
I feel very self-conscious about it.
我自己很有这样的自觉。
But the Lord has spoken to me recently.
但主最近向我说话。
And He's telling me that it's not a matter of what I'm necessarily comfortable with.
不是说我觉得舒服。 做的事情我要去做。
It's not a matter of me being able to arrange all the situations and circumstances in my life until I can feel comfortable with performing a particular service.
也不是说在我的生命里面我要安排到什么程度我才能够去做这样的服事。
It's so much more than just trying to arrange your work schedule.
在工作的上面 我们需要安排的有条有理。
We're trying to arrange your personal family schedule.
或者我们需要来安排我们家庭里面的事情。
Or trying to arrange just your spiritual growth.
或者是安排讲到我们属灵的成长。
But what the Lord really desires to do is that we would learn to be individuals who would let Him be king, to let Him be boss.
但是我们需要学习的，在我们个人的生命里面。 让他做我们的老板，让他做我们的王。
And a lot of times that means letting go of myself.
很多时候就是我们要学习，我们要放下自己。
And I would truly learn to die and just let go of myself.
我们要学习死，让放下我们自己。
It's not for me to decide what areas of service.
不是我自己决定我在哪方面有服侍。
I should participate in.
哪方面我有参与。
But then I would learn to follow the Lord.
我要学习来跟从主。
And recognize that He has some work that He wants to accomplish.
我们实在知道他有一些的工作要成就在我身上。
And just like my employer at work or my employer at home, my wife.
就算是我在公司的老板或者在家里面我的妻子。
If there's something that needs to get done.
如果有一些事情需要做的。
I need to learn to just say yes.
我们就需要学习，我们去做。
In spite of my lack of qualifications,
虽然可能我们觉得我们不够资格。
In spite of how uncomfortable I may feel,
或者我们觉得我们自己不是很喜欢，很适应。
For I know when I decrease, that the Lord will increase.
但我知道，当我这样减少的时候， 主就在我们身上加增。
请我们读两处的圣经。
Let's to turn to two Bible passages.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 4.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。In
him was life, and the life was the light of men.
第二处在罗马书。
Second passage in Romans.
第五章,
Romans chapter 5,
17节的后半段,
second half of verse 17.
何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的, 岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗?
Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
我到了这一次特会, 第二天,
In the second morning, as I was at this conference,
黄弟兄告诉我说，盼望我今天能够有一点点的交通。
Brother Wong asked me to have a little bit of sharing today.
我是一个很迟钝的人。
Now I'm very one that's very slow.
所以我感觉呢很大的压力和担子。
So I feel a great deal of pressure and burden.
但是我们早上晨更呢有一句话。 凡劳苦担重担的，可以到主面前来。But
there's these words in this morning's devotion time, as all those who are weary and heavy laden, we can come to the Lord.
所以年长弟兄这样的安排，我就学习顺服。And
so as the older brother has made this arrangement, I learned to obey.
昨天和今天下午都参加这一组。And
for the last 2 days, I've come to this workshop.
我自己个人从 年长弟兄的交通和弟兄们的见证中得到许多的帮助。
Personally, from the testimonies and sharings of older brothers, I've gained much.
我们弟兄已经把生命掌权讲得很清楚。
And our brother have already shared on this matter of life very clearly.
所以我想我一点点的时间和弟兄姊妹就总结简介一下。
And so I just want to summarize and just lightly mention that.
这个生命呢，是在我们主耶稣基督里面。Now
this life is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，他当我们蒙恩得救的那一刻。At
the moment that we're saved by grace.
这个生命就开始在我们的里面。
This life begins within us.
不仅是开头我们的一点经历而已。And
that is nearly the beginning of our experiences.
而且应该是我们一生基督徒走路生活那管制性的原则。It
also should be the principle which guides and governs the life of us from now on.
这个生命呢, 在我们刚蒙恩得救的时候，好像多了另一个人在我们里面一样。
Now this life after we're saved by grace seems as to be another person that abides within us.
有另一个性情,
There's another nature.
有另一个感觉,
There's another feeling.
我们知道使徒彼得告诉我们说，我们因着蒙恩得救，神赐给我们的恩典，就是我们得着神圣的性情。
We know that the Apostle Peter tells us that we are saved by grace, so now we have this divine nature within us.
有的人得救的时候不是很清楚。
Some of us, when we're saved, we're not very clear.
但是我们实在是得着了耶稣基督做我们的生命。
But indeed, we have received the Lord Jesus Christ to be our life.
主总是要教导我们到一个点上，我们察觉到、意识到他在我们的里面。
The Lord is to teach us, to show us that we know that He is within us.
他是我们的生命，是我们的主。
And He is our life, our Lord.
这个察觉呢，在许多弟兄姊妹的经历里面。
And when we realize this, this is in all of our experiences.
是当我们失去他或者违背他的时候，我们感觉到。
Or that's when we lose Him or we rebel against the Lord, we feel this.
我们有的时候，在信主的开头的年日。
In the days when we first began to follow the Lord.
我们得着了平安，得着了喜乐。
We gained peace and joy.
我们觉得这个是理所当然的。
And we feel this is reasonable.
直到有一天，我们违背了在我们里面主的带领。
But one day we rebel against the guidance of the Lord within.
我们失去了这个。
And we lost that peace.
我很喜欢一个真实的见证。
And I really love this true testimony.
一位在没有信主以前呢，他是一个做小偷的人。
There was one who was a thief before he came to believe in the Lord.
他信了主，他悔改得救了。
After he believed in the Lord, he repented and was saved.
他不再偷了。
He was not robber anymore.
他去做一个正常的工作。
And he had a real job.
有一天他下班以后很累了，肚子很饿。
One day after work, he was very hungry.
经过一个小吃店的门口。 那个东西刚刚做好，他就顺手带回家去吃了。
And when he was going home, he passed by a store that just had the food there, and he just very naturally took it home and ate it.
那一天晚上呢，他没有办法祷告。
That evening, he could not pray.
他就做个形式跪一下就上床就躺着，但是睡不着觉。
And so by motion, he just knelt before his bed and went to bed, but he could not sleep.
他一夜都不能睡。He
could not sleep throughout the night.
他非常难受。
And he felt horrible.
所以一大早他就到聚会里面去找弟兄交通。
And so right early in the morning, he went to the fellowship to share with brother.
弟兄就问他，你以前偷到东西的时候是喜乐呢，还是偷不到的时候就睡不着觉？
And so the brother asked him, before, were you happy when you stole something or when you could not steal and then you could not sleep?
那么弟兄在问，你昨天发生的事情，是你偷了呢，喜乐呢，还是你？
And so the brother asked, then, yesterday when you took this stuff without paying for it, were you able to sleep or was it you could not do it, then you cannot sleep?
就是这件事,他忽然流下泪来,
and through this experience, he suddenly wept and he realized the Lord was within him.
这个生命的感觉原来是他生活的原则。
And the feeling of life within him, that is the principle of life.
弟兄姊妹们,我们得救。
Brothers and sisters, we're saved. Sooner or later, we'll reach that point.
We
will know that the Lord is within us.
这个生命在我们的里面成为我们的光。
And this light within us is our light.
它不仅是我们得救开始的时候。
Not only is it we have this life when we're saved,
而且成为我们一生生活管制的原则。
But it is the principle that reigns within us throughout our life.
这个生命在我们里面呢, 它的表现是什么呢?
And what's the manifestation of this life within us?
我们刚刚讲到, 第一个, 它是光。
And first we mentioned that it is light.
好, 我们也常常讲到呢, 当我们 活在主的同在的里面的时候,
and we may mention many times when we abide in the presence of the Lord.
我们感觉到有恩典,
and we know there is grace.
我们的主他是恩典的主,
and we know our Lord is a gracious Lord.
我们的主是平安的主,
our Lord is a Lord of peace.
他是平安的王,
and He is the Prince of peace.
他在我们里面, 他把他的平安赐给我们,
and within us He has given us His peace.
并且呢, 我们的主, 他的生命里面是爱的生命,
and our Lord, His life is love.
这个是在我们身上的，我们蒙恩得救，我们每天的生活，我们可以经历的。
Upon us, when we're saved by grace,
each day of our life we can experience this.
因着有这个生命的滋润, 我们的生活才是正常的。
Because we have the nourishment of this life, then our life is normal.
啊, 刚才我们弟兄讲到了, 有的时候我们在一起聚会, 我们感觉相当的简单, 相当的朴素。
Our brother already shared that when we are fellowshipping together, perhaps it's plain.
但是我们里面有经历的弟兄姊妹就知道,
but for brothers and sisters have this experience, no.
真正神儿女们所讲究的不在乎外面。
Brothers and sisters, what we pay attention to is not external.
当我们真实摸到了生命在我身上掌权的时候,
when we truly touch on the fact that life reigns within me,
耶稣基督今天借着圣灵住在我们里面,
that the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in me today through the Holy Spirit,
我们个人的生活, 教会的聚会,
then each of our lives, the church life,
即便外面是平淡的, 是朴素的,
even though externally it's plain and simple,
我们的里面是非常的丰富的,
but within it is abundant,
非常的美丽的,
it is very beautiful,
甚至可以这样讲, 是非常的华丽的,
oh, we can say it is very majestic.
像旧约圣经, 我们看见的会幕里面, 每一件的, 器具呢, 都是金的。
Now, just as in the tabernacle, each item of the tabernacle it is made of gold.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等宝贵的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, well, how precious is this salvation?
生命在他的里头。
That life in him was life.
今天耶稣基督借着这个生命, 在我们的里面做王。
And today, through this life, the Lord Jesus Christ reigns within us.
然后我们知道, 今天乃是圣灵, 住在我们的里面。
And we know that it's the Holy Spirit who abides in us.
所以我们弟兄昨天也告诉我们,
so our brother also told us yesterday,
恩膏的教训, 是在凡事上面来教导我们。
That it is the teaching of anointing who teaches us in all things.
并且他不仅教导我们,
and not only does the Holy Spirit teach us,
神也借着圣灵运行在我们里面, 给我们顺服的力量。
But God through the Holy Spirit also works within us to give us the strength to obey.
弟兄姊妹, 我们一切生活行为呢, 是从里面开始。
Brothers and sisters, all our living, all our will begins from within.
这是圣灵在我们里面的指示。
It is the guidance of the Holy Spirit within.
那么我们也讲到了, 这个生命在我们的里面做王。
And we also mentioned that this Holy Spirit reigns in our life.
做王的意义, 我们弟兄也告诉我们说, 我们要认识他的权柄。
Our brother also shared with us that the meaning of this reigning is to know authority.
当我们认识, 我们的主在我们里面是我们的主。
When we come to realize that our Lord is Lord within us,
他是我们的权柄。
And he is our authority.
我们在主的面前呢, 我们取一个顺服奴仆的样式。
Then before the Lord's presence, we take on the form of a servant.
像今天早晨, 我们年长弟兄告诉我们,
just as our elder brother told us this morning,
我们的主, 他倒空他自己, 他从神的那个形象, 他成为奴仆, 取了奴仆的形象。
Our Lord emptied himself, and he is God, but yet he empties himself and took on the form of servant.
这个形象呢, 乃是里面的心思意念。
And the servant is the likeness of a servant within in his mindset.
若是我们有这样的一个愿意,
now we have this willingness,
啊, 那么, 生命在我们身上能够带给我们一切的祝福。
Then life is able to bring us all blessings in our living.
我们要讲到这个生命在我们里面掌权作王它一点的原则。
And we share also some principles of how this life reigns within us.
生命在我们里面作王的, 它是恩典是借着义在我们里面掌权的。
And this life reigns by grace through righteousness.
所以什么时候我们照着这个生命的感觉,
and whenever we obey the guidance of this life,
这个生命呢, 就是神儿子的自己,
and this life is the Son of God himself,
在神的眼中看, 它就是对的,
but then in the eyes of God, it is right.
在这个对的里面, 我们活在那个恩典的里面。
And when we're living in this rightness, then we're living in that grace.
我们需要学习相信,
and we need to learn faith,
并且我们学习顺服,
and we need to learn obedience.
第二个原则呢,
second,
我们讲到, 当生命在我们身上掌权的时候,
that is when life reigns within us,
它必定引我们呢, 进入十字架的道路, 十字架的经历。
This life will lead us onto the way of the cross, the experience of the
cross. 刚才我们弟兄也跟我们讲到, 当生命在我们身上掌权的时候, 我们就受一点的约束。
Our brother also shared with us that when this life reigns within us, then we are somewhat constrained.
我们原来有自己的天性。
By nature, we have our own nature.
原来有自己的性格。
We have our own personality.
现在在我里面呢, 有了神的性情。
But now within us, there is the nature of God.
借着这个性情, 借着这个生命,
and it's through this life, this nature,
主要把他的性格, 组织在我们的里面。
The Lord is to constitute his character within us.
弟兄姊妹, 这时候我们就有一点, Then,
brothers and sisters, because of that, we'll feel somewhat constrained.
当我们受约束的时候，我们这个人就经历在基督里的自由。
Then when we are constrained, we experience the liberty that is in Christ.
有时候在环境中我们受一点的捆绑,
sometimes in our circumstances, we feel bound.
我们就经历在基督里的释放,
then we feel the liberty, the deliverance that is in Christ.
我想我没有时间来讲一点实际的见证。
I think I don't have the time to go through some personal experience.
我知道我们很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
But I believe many brothers and sisters have this experience.
实在给我们一个环境呢,好像我这个人受捆绑。
At times, the Lord seems to give us this circumstance, we're bound.
但是我们里面却是得释放的。But
within we're delivered.
我们有的时候呢，也需要有一点的丧失。And
sometimes perhaps we have to suffer some loss.
我们在外面呢，好像失去了一点。Externally
it seems like we have lost something.
但是我们里面却变得丰富。But
yet within it is abundant.
有的时候我们需要向自己死，像我们弟兄刚才所教导。Just
as our brother just shared, sometimes it seems like we have to die to ourselves.
他把他自己的意见放下了。And
so he put down his own idea.
把自己的理由放下了。He
put down his own reason.
向自己死了。And
he's dead to himself.
弟兄姊妹。
Then, brothers and sisters, there is the life of the Lord within.
这是生命在我们里面掌权, 它的一个原则。
And this is a principle how life reigns within us.
若是我们不明白的话,
now, if we do not understand,
我们知道这个原则就是带我们进入十字架的经历。
We know this principle leads us into the experience of the cross.
若是我们不明白这个原则,
if we do not know this principle,
我们就常常觉得这个感觉很讨厌。
And many times we feel this is a bad feeling.
总是来
It always comes to govern over me.
总是跟我的意志不一样。
It is always against my will.
所以我们常常听见弟兄们讲。
And so we oftentimes hear the brothers share.
什么是神的旨意呢?
What is the will of God?
就是跟我的意志不同的,
the will of God,
反对的,
against my will. What is not my will? That is the will of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 生命在我们里面掌权, 是带我们进入十字架的。
Brothers and sisters, life reigns will lead us into the experience of the cross, into death, and into resurrection. And when this life reigns within us,
弟兄姊妹们,它的范围是无所不在的,
then, brothers and sisters, the boundary of this life is unlimited, infinite.
从我们个人的生活,
in our daily, in our own personal living,
到我们的 家庭的生活,
in our family living,
到我们的事业,
in our careers,
最宝贵的在教会的, 在基督的身体的里面,
even more precious in church living and as in the body of Christ.
有的时候是在我们每天生活很小的事情上,
even it could be in the minor details of our daily living.
甚至有些弟兄姊妹呢, 今天我们去哪里吃饭,
Even for some brothers and sisters, where shall we go eat today? Perhaps there's guidance even in this area.
我想多吃一点，这里面也有感觉说不要吃了。
Or perhaps I want to eat a little bit more. There's a guidance saying.
很小的事，主都在我们身上带领我们。
And so even in these minor details, the Lord leads us.
也有的是我们人生。 碰见的一些的转机，一些的危机的情况。
Or perhaps in turning points of our lives, or in some crisis of our lives.
这常常对我们来讲是一个考验。
And many a times these are trials, tests for us.
若是我们肯在主的面前服下来,
if we're able to submit before the Lord,
我们愿意等候,
and we're willing to await,
我们愿意来寻求,
and we're willing to seek,
弟兄姊妹们, 这个生命的感觉成为我们的光, 引导我们往前去,
brothers and sisters, then the guidance of this life will be our light to lead us forward.
即便有时候我们的理性告诉我们说这样做呢是吃亏的,
even though sometimes by reason it tells us we follow this way, we're suffering a loss.
是叫我们呢暂时好像呢要受约束的,
or it seems like temporarily I'm constrained.
我们愿意跟随他,
but we're willing to follow this guidance,
让他在我们里面做主,
so that he can be Lord within us.
弟兄姊妹们, 必定带我们得着生命和平安。
Brothers and sisters, he will surely lead us to have life and peace.
当我们这样学习来操练来跟随的时候,
and when we learn to follow, to exercise in this way,
弟兄姊妹逐渐的,
brothers and sisters, gradually,
可能我们自己并不觉察,
and perhaps it's not evident to us,
在我们的里面我们感觉主是 可亲可近,
and we feel that our Lord is indeed one we can draw near and draw close to.
我们的主是
Our Lord is a loving Lord.
我们会感觉与主之间好像比以往更靠近。
It seems like we're now even ever closer to our Lord.
我们不需要靠着外面的气氛，外面的环境。
We don't need the external atmosphere or the environment to draw us.
我们一转向主的时候，他在这里。
Whenever we turn to the Lord, He is here.
我实在很羡慕有一些基督徒。
I really admire some Christians.
当他们在聚会中一祷告，好像天就到我们中间来。
It seems like when they start to pray, then heaven is on earth.
我们不是要去标榜人啊。
We don't want to just follow that example.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不是高举。
We're not exalting men.
弟兄姊妹们，但是那实在值得我们羡慕。
My brothers and sisters, that's worthy for us to
有一些神的儿女们呢，他们和主之间是那么的亲。
Some children of God, they are just so ever close to the Lord.
好像呢，他们走到哪里，主就在哪里。
It seems like wherever they are, that is where the Lord is.
弟兄姊妹们，那是因为生命在他们里面掌权。
Brothers and sisters, that is because life reigns within them.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
我们也看见了，当一个人这样子跟随生命的时候。
We can see when someone follows life in this way.
主在我们里面会带我们有属灵的看见。
The Lord will give us spiritual insight.
我读。 一位侍奉主的仆人，他的传记。
I read a biography of a servant of God.
他得救的时候，就开始主教导他意识到有另一个生命在他里面。
Even when he was saved, the Lord has taught him that there is another life, a new life within him.
那不是一个东西。
It is not a thing.
那是一位。
But it is someone.
是位爱我们的主耶稣基督。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
住在我们的里面。
Who abides in us.
他就开始。 跟随这个生命的人,
then gradually he began to follow the guidance of this life.
顺服这个生命的人,
to submit to the guidance of this life.
他讲到了, 那么因着顺服, 因着跟随,
he shared because he submit and he followed.
主带他进入十字架的经历,
the Lord brought him into the experience of the cross.
借着十字架的经历, 他和弟兄姊妹的聚会, 他看见的不是一个聚集。
It is through the experience of the Christ as he fellowship and gather with brothers and sisters. It's not only an organization.
他开始看见了，我们乃是基督身体上的肢体。
He began to see that we are all members of the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，那是不得了的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is something grand.
他看见了一个活的，主在地上的身体的一个发表和彰显。
He saw one that is living, an extension of the manifestation of the Lord on earth.
他就更多愿意。 让生命在他身上掌权。
Then he was even more so willing for this life to reign within him.
当他这样子再来读圣经，再来学习侍奉的时候。
And in this way, when he read the scriptures and when he learned to serve.
他说他看见了基督的伟大。
He said he saw how great that Christ is.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见基督的美丽。
Brothers and sisters, do we see the beauty of Christ?
我们经历我们主耶稣基督的丰富。
When we experience the abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这带来的结果。 就在我们这一般人的身上
The result that it brings to us
我们用另外一句话来讲
We use other words to explain
我们不仅从主得着了生命
Not only have we gained life from the Lord
而且得着了丰盛的生命
But life abundant
我们在地上也能成为光
And we can also be light in this world
这个光是反照主耶稣的光
And this light reflects the light of our Lord
我们能够 流露恩典,
and we're able to have grace outflow
from us.
It is because we have experienced grace.
我们也能把平安带出来,
and we're also able to outflow peace. Because the Lord Himself is our peace.
我们能够被主爱充满,
and we're able to be filled with the love of the Lord.
我们成为流露爱的人,
then we can be a channel of that love.
我想我今天简单的和弟兄姊妹一点点的
And I think I just have a simple sharing with brothers and sisters. Let us have a simple prayer.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
我们承认我们自己是迟钝的,
and we confess we are very slow.
我们常常错误,
and many times we err.
我们也常常健忘,
and so many times we're forgetful.
但是我们感谢你,
but we thank thee, Lord.
你不仅把你自己一次给了我,
not only have you given us once yourself,
并且你向着我们满有恩典、怜悯和忍耐,
but you're full of grace, mercy, and patience towards us.
是你握住我们,
and it is you who have held on to us.
天天地引导我们,
that you guide us daily.
照亮我们,
enlightening us.
扶持我们,
supporting us.
供应我们,
providing for us.
亲爱的主啊,
Dear Lord,
但愿我们在生活中被你吸引,
and may we be compelled to you in our daily living.
在我们的里面有一个爱慕,
so that within we have this desire.
愿你在生命中, 在我们身上掌权,
so that you will reign in life in our daily living.
在教会中掌权,
so you will reign in the church.
好叫我们都被磨成你的样式,
so that we can all be conformed to your image.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
in the precious holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.